So, during the break.
I'm not looking. Stop. Come on.
Well, I mean, it's probably a very common thing, but you know, you're thinking it's not, but it's probably very common.
Okay.
JP showed me his big toe.
I don't want it to.
Is that code for anything, or is it an actual big toe?
No. It's actually his actual left foot. Yeah, left foot, big toenail.
Yo, man, I'll suck your dick.
No, it has nothing to do with it. How does he show me his big toe have to do anything with that?
We were all thinking it.
Could we actually stick to the actual words that were said? Right? And it's really, I don't think it's a big deal. It looks kind of...
But I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to...
Post
Seems
it.
Like you want to talk about it.
Post
you
it. Post it right now.
Here's the thing.
Post it. It's not gross.
Over the last, I'd say, bunch of months, I've noticed on my left big toe a white line going across the middle of the toenail.
Right.
Not up by the tip. Like, you know, not like when you got a nail that's too long, you start to get the white and that's the part that you clip off. That's not what I'm talking about. There's a white line that's going across the middle of the nail, and it's slowly getting longer to where it's almost all the way across, and now it's starting to get wider.
Yeah, because what I saw wasn't a line.
Is it opaque?
What?
I mean, can you see through it? Or is it like 100% you can't see? It's like a whiteout stripe?
No. It's like cirrus clouds or something like that. It's like a feathery cloud.
Okay, so it's translucent.
Underneath, and it looks like it's underneath the nail.
And I just picked at it. No.
God, your foot
because
is
I wanted to see if it was. I wanted to see if it was... I don't know.
Can you hold it up on TV?
But now it's it's gotten a lot fatter in a short amount of time. Like the line going across has gotten thicker.
It's got like feathery lines coming out of it. Almost like if it was a mini feather under
over
there.
A very short amount of time.
Don't tell me Brett doesn't do anything else but play excuse me because he's taking a picture of your big toe right now.
We've already cleared this up that Brett does a million things.
Including this. Let's add this. Put that on your resume.
You want a profile view?
You got it, Brett?
I gotta see.
You're gonna need a flash. Put it on flash.
Now are your toes hairy?
You good? No.
Do you have it?
No, my toes are good. You'll see.
Will that be clear?
But I don't want hair. I don't want to look it up. I don't want to know because I'm sure it's like pre-cancer or something like that.
Oh no.
It's more of. Is it one of those things where you're just not getting enough protein, or you're not getting enough of a certain vitamin?
But why only one toe?
Because that's how it works. Like sometimes and sometimes it's your nails, and sometimes it's that. Maybe it's not.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Like a vitamin deficiency would show up on one big toenail?
Yeah.
It wouldn't have concerned me if it. It's getting bigger. Like I said, it was like a skinny line that was going across, but it was slowly making its way across. Now it's almost all the way across. If it isn't already, Brett will put the picture up. I haven't looked that closely. And now it's getting thicker.
White. So,
and it's not a fungus or anything like that. There's no itch. There's no burn. There's no pain. Mm-hmm.
Is it peeling?
No, it's under the nail.
White.
Like you would think it was something so bad, but it's just white and it's under the nail. It doesn't. Seem like that big a deal.
Malnutrition, maybe vitamin D. Something.
Coming up next, though, what's growing on your foot?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, honestly. And I don't like you're not really in a rush to.
The weird thing is. The first thing when I searched white toenail, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is what I don't want to do.
I know. That's why I'm laughing because the first thing, listen to this.
What?
This is a relatively uncommon form of toenail fungus.
But it's
seen most often in people with weakened immune systems due to a condition known as HIV. How could that possibly be the first thing I read?
Stop.
When that's what he's worried about? I swear to you, it's right in front of me.
Well, here's what I know.
The fungus enters the toenail through the cuticle and affects the part of the nail. I know you how you think.
I am not HIV.
And why? Of course you're not. But why is it the first thing that comes up? Because it's proximal white subungual onchomycosis.
Okay.
But there are five types of toenail fungus it could be.
I'm telling you it's not fungus.
That happens to be the first one I saw. Well, but this is saying that
I'm telling you
don't realize that it's the most common form of toenail fungal infection, usually occurring in the portion of the nail closer to the tip and on the underside of the nail. Would you just say that's pretty accurate?
No, because it's right through the middle of the nail.
Then there's this one that's endonyx onchomycosis, and it's where it goes between the layers of the toenails, which would be might make sense. Milky white color. and it may make the nail pitted or split.
Nope.
The nails usually don't thicken or separate from the nail bed. So this seems like it would be between the layers.
But that's not it.
No?
No. Whatever. It's not that interesting. Let's move on.
Go to a doctor, nut job. I mean, what if it's something bad and it's your body saying...
Monica, if I had time for doctor's appointments, I would promise you I would make it happen. I would.
You're going to have to make time, my friend.
I don't disagree with you. I have to.
If it gets more serious, you should have a look at it.
I have got to find a way to start taking care of myself.
No
question about it. I know.
And it could be worse. You could have like a growth out of your face or something. This is just your toenail. Take care of it now.
If I had a growth out of my face, you can make damn well sure that I would have gone to get something taken care of. But that's not what this is.
But people treat their face more seriously because it's what you present yourself to with other people. It doesn't mean that the rest of your body is unimportant. You have to realize if you got something going on in your big toe, you should probably.
For us now, it is autumn. And I'm not really wearing flip-flops. So my toes aren't out. Nobody sees it.
Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. Oh, my God. Listen,
until it leaks a fluid or something, you're not going to get a check. That's what it comes down to with most people.
Correct.
Until it hurts or leaks or does something like that.
Right. It's not.
And people get serious.
It doesn't ooze. It doesn't hurt. I don't feel it at all.
It's past the point. And the doctor's like, you should have came in a month ago.
And Roger's still looking up stuff on WebMD.
What if you have to take off your toe? What if you have to sack the toe because you were too much of a pee to go into the doctor?
I'm not afraid to go, once again. I just have to find the time to go.
It could be a yeast infection.
That's possible.
How about that?
That wouldn't be your first one.
It wouldn't be my first one, that's for sure.
You still have that leftover medication? Just take that.
I do. I still get an itchy balloon knot every now and again.
It's called a candida infection of the nail. It happens when a yeast infection takes hold in the toenail. The nail plate may thicken and separate from the nail bed.
That's not happening.
But it doesn't have to. This type of fungal infection tends to affect fingernails more than toenails, but maybe you have one of those, like, rare ones.
Well, some guy named Mad Hatter on Twitter says, tell you to look up calcium deposits or too much calcium.
Too much calcium?
I don't know. His name is Mad Hatter. I don't know. It doesn't say Dr. Mad Hatter.
Is he the same guy that started the whole Melania conspiracy?
calcium deposits are usually with people who are a bit older.
Why?
Later on in life.
It ain't like he's young.
Because you hear about that. With people who are in their, 60s, 70s, 80s, they get calcium deposits.
Dude, you have the hairiest toes.
I do not have the hairiest toes.
Why am I looking at your toes? Oh.
I don't have the hairiest toes.
Why'd you go...
You have gross feet. It's lunchtime. That does not need to be...
Wait, what makes gross feet?
I feel like I want to spit.
That would be a first.
Monica, you're not very complimentary.
Your toe, JP. Fix that.
That was good. What makes for attractive feet normal feet compared to gross feet?
I
don't have gross feet.
He doesn't have growths. He doesn't have discoloration.
Your pinky toe toenail needs groomed. Your toes need to be shaved or waxed or something. Top of your foot does. And that yellow fungus nasty stank needs to go.
What do you mean yellow? It's white.
Nasty stank.
It ain't. What is it? Whatever it is, get rid of it.
You know what? Brennan can suck it.
What did he say?
Because he sent me a text message. Talk to Calta. He's got a disgusting dead toenail, too.
I don't have a disgusting dead toenail.
Oh, no. And what if Drew gets one? Now it's like all primetime shifts. I'm disgusting dead toenails.
I don't have a disgusting dead
And then
toenail.
What do we do? Wait, what is... Oh, Brett blew this thing up. Look at the size of that.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Do you chew on it? What is the... Why are there crusties?
Brett, could you move your microphone?
Corner?
It's blocking part of his toe.
You can look at it. It's on the Twitter page.
Oh, there it is. I know, but you have it blown up.
I don't chew at it.
Why are there little crumbs on the end?
Because I do pick them off, when it's time to...
Hey, JP.
And I may use my toenails for floss.
JP,
we've covered this. That's disgusting.
Do you crack coconuts with your feet, too?
Man. That's some jacked feet right there. Please don't ever wear flip-flops.
I don't have jacked feet. I've worn flip-flops around you 20 times. You never noticed it.
Ain't nobody looking at your feet, and maybe there's a reason why.
Yeah, just cut your feet off and walk on your hands.
Is that bad? Are you JR, man, that is rough.
Moisturize those mofos. Do something.
So, if you're looking at the @RogerJP Twitter, you can see the foot. But, if you went toe by toe from little to the biggest, there's nothing wrong with his little toe.
Yes, there is. It's what? Going in, and that toenail is way too long and weird shaped.
I'm not saying.
All right, and
I
there's a little red bump. But other than that.
I was not prepared. I was not prepared to put my foot on display. Had I known this was going to be the case, I probably would have cut my toenails last night, but I didn't.
Right. No, you're just, this is just day-to-day stuff, listen, and you are very honest and open with your foot.
These guys know. I'm holding on by a thread.
So the pinky toes.
The fact that I didn't get, you know.
So take consolation in this.
What?
The pinky toe's a little jacked.
The pinky toe is not jacked.
But the middle three look okay, Monica, don't they?
The second one, the toenail's too short, and it's a hammer toe. Let's face facts.
It's a hammer toe.
The next pinky toe is not jacked.
You have a hammer toe like Ted.
There is nothing wrong with my feet.
I'm looking at everything that's wrong with your feet right now.
There's nothing wrong with my feet.
There's nothing right with your feet, JP. There's hair everywhere,
by the
way.
There's not hair everywhere.
There's hair everywhere. Look, there's a rogue one on your big toe all the way at the bottom on the right side. What is that? Long?
Do my toes look hairy? Do my feet look hairy? I mean,
there's a little hair. That's what
there's a little hair, but it's... Men have hair. See, I don't understand if there's a little hair.
Mm-mm.
I don't understand. If it was gorilla hair, I could see pointing it out. But
there's a patch of hair on the one.
Little patches of hair on each toe.
Yes.
It's cute.
It's not.
Then you have a little hair across your foot. And then the middle, I don't know, Monica, the middle three seem fine. So he's got his end toes. Those are the ones that take the punishment on the ends.
The middle ones have hair.
The big one and the little one have a problem.
My pinky toe just went wee all the way home. No, my pinky toes is not this.
Oh, hold on. Greg is online, too. Greg, go ahead. Roger, JP, what's up?
Hey, what's up? SBK already has a nasty toe.
Oh.
He had mentioned before, he's one of the greatest sensations he's ever had. He was rolling his foot from a heel to toe, and he had a nasty pus big toe, and it, like, shot across the room.
Oh.
You know, all the goop out of it or whatever. So he already got a nasty toe on the midday show.
The
afternoon show.
Oh, no.
First off,
horrible.
Greg, while I appreciate you chiming in with SBK's toe funk.
Letting us know that all the shifts have a bad toe, at least.
I don't have a bad toe. I don't have bad
feet.
Not yet.
Getting there. You wait.
You don't want to get to SBK level.
No.
Where you're shooting stuff across the room.
I promise you this. The next time we are down in Tampa, that left foot is going across Monica's face.
I think next time you're here, there should be a foot off. And you and Mike Calta and SBK just need to line them up and have the people decide. Because
I'm going to have to... out of those...
Which foot is most jacked?
Judging by... Let me read what Brennan wrote. Quote about Calta's toe. He's got a disgusting dead toenail. Thing is like an effing seashell. Now,
it's all curly and stuff.
I can safely say.
Can I hear the ocean?
I can safely say that I do not have any of that going on. I can also safely say that I do not have pus that will shoot across the room.
Right.
All I have
sounds
is
like
a
you're coming
white
in third.
Line. Right. No, actually, I'll come in first for the prettiest foot.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a hoof.
A hoof?
Shut up.
Like it's really hard and like, no.
The big toe? Is that what you're talking about? The big toenail?
Yeah, yeah. That's, yeah.
So, but listen, the original thing was the white feathery thing under the nail. Do you see that?
Oh, that's at least your problems, my friend. You have too much else going on. I barely even, I can kind of see what you're saying and it just, that's no big deal. I mean.
Hey, JR.
Yo.
You got duct tape in that studio?
Duct tape and rope.
Start with a mouth. Start with a mouth, then duct tape her to the chair and roll her into the hallway.
And then take it and cover his feet with duct tape because nobody needs to see that.
You just got promoted to the board. We don't need phones in our station. Brett on line three. Go ahead, Brett.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Good, buddy.
Good. Listen to your show all the time. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Even now?
What I was calling for was to tell you maybe you have a low protein in your blood.
So how does that comes out in a white feathery thing under his toenail on his toe?
That's what I looked up, and it said that you might have a low protein in your blood. So I was just calling in to put my 2 cents in.
And how could I get some protein into my diet? Gee, let me guess what's going to come out now.
Yo, man, I'll suck your dick.
I am so surprised that that just happened.
Brett. See, Brett does do more than excuse me and the music.
LSUD.
By the way, it alarmed me for a second when it said a discolored spot beneath the toenail may be a sign of a melanoma. but it should be brown or black. So white is not a problem.
Right.
So white really doesn't seem to be a problem, but you could have just between the nail layers. I think that nailed it. Milky white color.
All right. I will get to the doctor. I will find out what the story is.
Toenail fungus. Back. All right. Heinz is on line four. Okay. Hi, Heinz.
Good. I'm glad.
Hey, I just started listening to you guys a few months ago, and you're like my go-to station now.
Thank awesome. You. Love Thank it. You. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, this Toe Jam.
Okay, thanks for calling.
What'd you say? I'm sorry. Roger's being rude.
That Toe Jam you got going on over there, you don't need to go to the doctor for that. There's two good ways to take care of it. Real easy.
Okay,
go ahead. If you like the beach, get in the salt water every other day for a while. For about a month, it'll take care of it. Mm. The other way is Vicks VapoRub. That'll take care of yeast, that'll take care of fungus, and all this stuff they give you at the doctor messes up your liver.
I don't have yeast. I don't have fungus.
You got something.
I got a line. I tell you what, the protein thing sounds like it could be legit.
Yeah?
Yeah, the protein thing.
Or are you just hoping for that?
Shut up. Shut up, Heinz.
Why Vicks Vapor Rub on your foot takes care of this stuff? You're going to smell like a mint tree.
But you can take a twofer then. You need time for yourself to chill out, go to the beach, walk in the sand, and get in the salt water and take care of them both.
Mm-hmm. And if that'll do it, Epsom salts will do it. You can do that right in your house.
Right.
Epsom salts in a little tubby thing. Stick your foot in there while you're watching Blue Bloods or something, and there you go.
Okay, so we're good? We all feel better now?
There you go. Well, I'm sure Twitter will have much knowledge to add to this.
I'm seeing that on Twitter, too. Tiffany, who I believe is a nurse on Twitter.
Oh, good.
She says protein deficiency.
Sweet.
How can you have a protein deficiency the way you eat?
Eat more meat.
What do you mean?
When you eat, you eat protein. When you eat, you eat a pile of chicken cutlets.
But I don't eat.
I mean, when you eat, you eat grilled chicken.
That's true.
It is.
That is true. I don't know, dude. Listen,
when you eat, you don't sit there and eat a loaf of bread.
I guarantee you, at the rate that I'm running now, something is going to give. I guarantee it.
But you eat protein, fish, and vegetables.
Your toenail.
Right. I don't know what's...
the toenail will be going to give. It'll be fine.
I don't know what's... I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Something's going on. I will get it checked out the moment I have an opportunity.
It would be strange if this was the sign to make you realize you got to do something.
The
white feathery thing under your toenail.
Me coaching my son's team was a poor decision.
Strategic mistake?
Poor decision. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I want to be there for my son and all the other stuff, but with everything going on. But I don't want to be that dad that says, well, I can't be involved with my kids because of work.
Yeah, but, you know? Maybe, but well, at some this moment point, you can't, but down the road maybe you could.
At some point, I got to find some balance here. Right now, I am way out of whack.
Right, that's the secret to everything is balance.
Right.
That is true.
And I am like a seesaw with a fat kid on one end and nobody on the other.
A fat kid with a white feathery thing under his toenail,
right.
Apparently.
I am the fat kid.
With toe aids.
With toe aids.
With toe aids.
Right. Your toe is paying the price for that, JP. Come on. Get it together.
You know how the show started yesterday? Let me bookend yesterday's show.
Oh, this is weird.
You ready for this?
You can't even guess how the start and end went.
As the intro music was playing yesterday, I got a phone call from somebody that knows what I do from 11 to 2. And it struck me as weird, so I picked up the phone. And I found out that my friend's wife hung herself. Okay?
Seconds before we go on the air.
Literally seconds before we went on the air.
What a weird...
Right?
I mean, that's never happened, obviously.
As we're ending the show, as we are coming out of commercials, starting the top 10... I get another phone call from my sister, who also knows what I do from 11 to 2.
That's correct.
And that call was, Daddy got put in an ambulance and taken to the hospital.
Right.
So now, take everything else that's going on, and my father in and out of the hospital for 3 weeks in a place that's not nearby, and do all this stuff. And it's all happening at the same time.
Right.
No good. Right. Even Trump knows.
Now we're just a bunch of jackasses.
Huh?
Now we're all just a bunch of jackasses making
No, it's his toe. That's what we do. And, you know, I probably shouldn't have brought up the first thing because it's a big-time buzzkill. But that's, like, reality this week. That's ridiculous reality. So when I don't have time to get to the toe doctor, you know, I think we get it.
So really, yeah, soak your toe. It'll probably be fine. All right, let's move on.
Right. I told you we could have not talked about this and everything would have been fine. But
it's so much more normal to talk about normal stuff. This is normal stuff we talk about.
You wanted to try and exploit a weakness. I understand.
No, it's just talking about normal stuff. It's not a weakness.
Hey, we talked about his lip herpes the other day, or his lip AIDS.
That's true.
It's white, feathery. What did you call it, Brett?
That one.
Toe AIDS?
Toe AIDS.
That was.
That's what it is.
When it's on his face, that one's hard to get away from.
Right. You guys called it lip AIDS, lip herpes.
Moly, 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 moly. Moly, moly, moly.
Right. So?
I can't even look at your eyes when you have one of those things on your lip. It's difficult.
You act like it happens like every month. It's like once a year, maybe.
Good. You're good for once, twice.
Your flare-ups only happen once a month.
Then he takes his Valtrex and everything's okay.
Monthly lip herpes.
Right.
No.
He's got lurpees.
Again.
Whenever you have TADES.
Yeah, TADES.
I don't have TADES. That's funny, though.
How's your TADES?
Monica made a funny. Yay.
Can I come back behind the board again?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do those one or two things you do.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.